Interbid podcast for the Saturday meeting at Durbanville. Just 7 races on the program. There could be good things early on, and then towards the tail end of the card, it gets very, very tricky. So let's dive into it. First race, Maiden Juvenile Plate. 3 debutants, so you'll need to watch the market moves on Interbet. But Merriment has by far the best form of those with experience, was supported and made headway on debut 2 months ago. Relatively quick time, and the form has been franked. Hence, 6-10 on offer. Ivana, a gimme the green light, ex Camphoratus, race green, and only ended up 4 lengths back. Big improvement is expected. Second race, again, there are a couple of firsters. This is over 1250 meters. Letitia started at long odds, yet placed at 2 of 3 starts. Sicily is a 17 start maiden who dislikes soft ground, has run best at this venue. Rachetu is carrying his pace a bit better, but I can't see any of them defeating Landman. 4-10 anti-post. Decent figure at its first start with a slipped saddle when pipped by My Bonnie Boy. With the expected improvement, Landman should win the second. Third race. Another horse that appeals on form but isn't odds on. Royal Influencer is 15-10. Was pipped after leading for a long way by the above average Superhero a month ago. Comes out of some key maiden races. So Royal Influencer is preferred over Madre Rua, a Frankel ex Run Fox Run. I'm sure much better was expected given his breeding. His on-pace style works nicely at Durbanville. This is the sort of race he's entitled to win. The Big Bang placed at 5 of 11 starts. Got a speed figure of 75 at its last try, which is quite some way behind what Royal Influence has achieved. Havoc, Montessori, and the Muffin Man have place hopes. Then in the fourth race, it's an open maiden over 2,000 meters. The average merit rating is 60. So these are some real backlers. Talking about better expected, no doubt O'Fellow being by Futura X, the Met winner, O'Susanna. High hopes were envisaged for this one, but he hasn't really shaped thus far. His career top figure of 83 was achieved last time. He clearly likes the circuit, and so he should be competitive at this low grade. Quiet Place race is handy. Richard Faree for Des McLaughlin, that's a significant booking. 33% wins, 67% places, albeit from a small sample. Echo Foxtrot made significant improvement since arrest and having blinkers fitted. The Phantom Man form, which has yielded 3 wins in many places, is arguably the best on offer here. Up in Flames is a possibility in a weak field. So as I see it, 7 against 4 with 6 as your backup. The 5th, 6th, and 7th races have much wider spread of form and they're very challenging. The 5th, a class 4 over 1600 meters. Well, the pace is a bit uncertain. A Noble Hero might go. Bombers in the Sky got its best speed figure to date just 11 days ago. Bourbon King exits some key maidens and its best speed figure is also in the high 80s. Yamazaki, 2nd run after rest and gelding. You need to take note, the best of his back form. Diamond Rock, speed score of 90. Last start and has won this course and distance before. So he's a contender. Captain Alliance, just the 1 victory from 15 is not that inspiring, but his best speed figures fit just fine here and he's got course form too. Marcus Aurelius has been set top weight and he has a nice turn of foot. He's tactically adaptable. So he would be my pick, assuming that he is fit and well because he's been lightly raced at intervals. I prefer him over Mutiny in Heaven. Notebook material when easily shedding its maiden 2 months ago. Spirit, ridden by Ashton Aries, who's making a comeback. He's defeated Objet d'Art before, but this is daunting, carrying 63 kilograms from gate 10. So Marcus Aurelius is the choice in the 5th, but it's a tough race. The 6th, Noonday Gun was an eye catcher behind Super Viking, now gets a competent claimer. So I'd probably go for that one on top over One Magic, who impressed on debut, then was not in sync at its next start. Slow, short, and blowing. Hard to assess. Thomas Jenkins should be in the mix, came back to form last time behind Super Viking, and Jetta One got a career top on the 27th of June with the Tanta under similar circumstances a month ago. But the fact that it's won just one race from 21 is a concern, and he's held on finishing fractions by Noonday Gun, who would get the nod in the sixth. The seventh is interesting. I like the look of Cityscape, who can show more off her reduced official merit rating. A course winner, well drawn, rates as a live long shot. Her stablemate, Wisey Declaration, is a possibility. My Only Weakness has got a good speed figure of 91, but now drops to a shorter route. Your favorite, Star World, has got good form prior to 3 months left. She sprinted well here in early March. Richard Furie for Vaughan Marshall, 24% win, 50% place strike rate. So it should give a good sight. And towards the inside, Blue Lagoon, consistent form, should get the run of the race. But her speed scores are slightly low in the mid-80s. So maybe Cliffscape could be worth an each-way touch. Just reviewing the other suggestions, Noonday Gun in race 6, Marcus Aurelius over Mutiny in Heaven in race 5, Echo Foxtrot over Othello in race 4 with Quiet Place a contender. And then the first three races, they're shorties, they're hot favorites, unless they're market springers amongst the debutants. It looks as if Merriment and Landman should win the first two. Royal Influencer must have a good chance in race 3.